We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Chet, the sixth chapter of Sha'ar HaGa'ava. Page Shin Chet. V'ata nafshi im sholach mashal. And now he says to himself, I'll tell you an allegory. Le'echad sheyam gadol b'toch beito yishavnu mirma. Someone took in a young man who was deceitful. He was a swindler. And he liked it because this guy would go stealing from other people and sell to the innkeeper. After a period, he discovered that the guy was stealing from him too and selling outside. And even though he thought he was getting a cheap deal, the guy would bring him a cell phone here, a computer there. Well, as much as he was buying cheaply from the young man, he was stealing double from him and selling it outside. So he told his neighbors, he told his relatives, hey, the guy cheated me too. So they all said to him, "Hoy sachal, boy, you fool. Where'd your wisdom go? Did you really think you would profit through someone who only causes harm? Wherever he goes, he causes destruction." Yeah, of course, he steals. That's what he knows how to do. You thought that by taking a guy like that into your house, you'd profit? The same way he behaved to others, that's how he behaved to you. Because in his eyes, you're no different than them. He works with one system. He steals from whoever he could steal from. He had a better reason to steal from you than other people, because in your house, he was always trusted, so he could get around and steal easily. So what's this an allegory to? What's this representing? The same is true with someone who is arrogant. He thinks he's going to trick other people and he's going to convince them how great he is. When in truth, he steals himself double. Because arrogance misguides a person. It deceits him as though the arrogance were telling him, go out to other people, tell them how great you are, then they'll love you, then they'll praise you. He doesn't realize that the same way he figures I can misguide other people, I could trick them into thinking how great I am, well, he's really tricking himself, and he's bringing on himself shame. Ki ayin ro'a tevazeu. Anyone who actually takes a look mocks him. Amar b'libo kabedi chabdu, aval no Hashem mikavod. Person thinks, boy, I'll get such honor, and really, God has kept honor from him. Aval nafshi biroti atzmech minneget b'achna v'shiflut. But he says to himself, my dear soul, when I see you behaving with humility, v'tumatech b'shulea, and you are cognizant of your weaknesses, you're cognizant of your faults, your shortcomings, then I think that sometimes you figure I'll behave in humility, but I'll behave with humility and then people will look at me and say what a humble person he is and they'll honor me even more. So then you get double. So this is a very interesting thing. It's very hard for a person to see how honest or dishonest he is. You know, it's one thing you tell a person, don't be arrogant. It's another thing to tell a person, and don't be an arrogant, humble person. that's the second step. Step number one is simple arrogance, where a person walks in and says, hi guys, you know I'm a genius? You know what my IQ is? You know how much money I got in the bank? You know, that's simple arrogance. Then there's a more sophisticated type of arrogance. There's such a term?
Yeah, in English, perverse snobbery, absolutely. Plenty of people have that. You know, I have a lot of money, but I'm very tasteful about it. I don't know if people know it, but they're extremely careful to project that they have this. You know, old money in a way. Look, I mean, again, it's the idea of, like, look how humble I am, but make sure you notice. look how tasteful my subdued furnishings are. They're very expensive. You know, I'm not driving a big Cadillac or Rolls, but this custom whatever that I've got, you know, it's like the perfect whatever. You know, everyone has their mission, guys.
Yeah, so he's saying there's another stage where a person, he's not overtly arrogant, overtly seems humble, but that's because he wants people to appreciate how humble he is. So then that's another type of arrogance, and then he says, then a person is going to be saddened doubly, because then in fact he's also, he says to himself, you're also chasing honor. You just say, let me chase the honor in a way that I think is more worthwhile.
Make sure people know about the anonymous contributions, one way or another. Make sure you count it, right? Again, not so, everybody has their issues.
גם כי לפנים נראה כי אתה בורח ממנו ומתרחק מצילו, even though overtly it seems like you're running away from praise, even from the shadow of praise, אכן לא מסינתך אותו, רק בהפך. You're not running from praise because you dislike it, on the contrary, מאהבתך ומתשוקתך להשיגו, because you want it and you desire having praise. הלא לאמונה, כי זאת תהיה סיבה שיהיה הכבוד בורח ממך. But in truth, that's going to be the reason that honor will run from you. So, you know the joke, the guy tells the rabbi, you told me if I run away from honor, it'll come after me. I'm running and it ain't coming. So the rabbi says, you keep running and looking over your shoulder. That's why you're waiting to see when it'll catch up to you. So that's what he's saying here. He says, the verse describes a person who flees and no one's really chasing him. So the same is true. This guy is running away from honor. He's not really running from honor. Honor ain't chasing him because he's not really running from it. He's trying to acquire honor by not desiring it overtly.
That sounds like a lose-lose situation.
Right? That's
no,
what he's saying.
I mean, even for the person who doesn't want, who actually is humble, who doesn't want honor, so he does run away from it purpose, like truthfully, and then it catches up to him like, crud, now I got honor. And then the guy who wants honor is like, all right, you know what the Torah says, run away from honor, and then it'll catch up to you. I really want it, so I'll believe the Torah and I'll run away from it. But he keeps looking over his shoulder, and it's not running because that's like part of the science.
So wait,
so no
let's
one,
see.
No one wins. No one wins when it comes to honor.
Wait.
Also the humble person, and also the sophisticatedly arrogant person.
Let's wait in here. כי תהיה נראה כבורח ונס מן הכבוד והכבוד לא ירדוף אחרייך. Because he says to himself, you will seem like you're running from honor, and honor won't be chasing after you because you're not really running from it. You're just finding a more sophisticated way of running after it. So that's just two thoughts of introduction. Let him finish his thought. We'll see Bezat Shem later on in the week, and we'll see. Yeah.